It seems like they've been laying people off, despite demands for their services going up almost 20%. Some of the big ones like Oxfam and Shelter and the NSPCC have been cutting staff, and a recent survey showed that a third of charities would lay off staff in the coming months. And it's partially thought to be because of a drying up of donations. The picture's quite unclear on this because during recessions, actually, people don't stop giving, they just give in a different way. However, today, some charities have said that it is true. People are starting to give a little less. The NSPCC said they have a 2 million shortfall in their budget coming up. So these charities need money because of donations partially drying up, also because demand for their services is higher during a recession. They are on the front line of debt advice. For instance, something like Shelter is dealing with housing problems. But then there's this sort of interesting picture with something like Oxfam that's saying that actually its stores are making more of a profit at the moment because people are shunning more expensive brands, if you like, and going to shops like Oxfam. So it's quite an interesting picture. It is not the case that across the board they are struggling, but there are quite a few that do need money. They're often the smaller ones. 3 months ago, they asked for 500 million. More recently, they sort of scaled that down to 100 million. Today, ministers have come back and said 40 million. I suppose to be very uncharitable, no pun intended, that's sort of millions, but banks have been getting in the order of billions. That the recapitalisation was 37 billion. Of course, there's different argument with that. That the government are arguing they will at some point make money back on that. They will be able to make a profit, but nonetheless, some charities will be a bit disappointed.
And what about how the nitty-gritty of the world economy has affected them? I mean, did some of them, for example, have investments in Iceland? And what about
They
the
did.
strength of the pound or the
Yeah,
weakness of the pound?
the Icelandic situation is interesting. I think that the saving, the underwriting of those savers who had money bound up in Iceland, the minister told me today that under that scheme the charities were unlikely to lose out. But interestingly, Oxfam said that they, for instance, have really suffered from the devaluation of sterling, to the extent that in East Africa they are very worried about one their projects in that region. I think they've lost 500 million over there, to the extent that they're having to review all budgets.
And £40 million, as you say, is a drop in the ocean compared with some of the sums of money we've been hearing about in the news lately. So, do you think it will
Well,
be enough?
one senior figure in the charitable sector said that it's just the start. They'll be going back for more and more, and they'll probably get more and more as the recession continues over the next 18 months to a year. Ministers have hinted that there'll be further measures in months to come. Remember, we have the budget in late April. It's likely to be in late April, within which we might have announcements on things like further gift aid to encourage people to donate. 40 million is not very much money, but having said that, most people I spoke to today are their words are cautiously pleased.